and welcome to Starting Right. I am Danny Mack, and I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back and relax for the next 5 minutes as I help you start your day by starting right. In the book of Genesis, the very first verse of the first chapter, it tells us that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The word in Hebrew that is translated into created is actually the word bara, which means to make from nothing. So it's not like we make a sandcastle, we take sand and build something from it, or we build a house, we take the raw materials and build it. This is not talking about anything like that. This says that God created the heavens and the earth out of nothing. That's astounding to me. It just absolutely blows my mind. And every time I read that verse, there's just power in it that really mystifies me. And someday I know I'm going to have the opportunity to sit down with God and have a chat and find out exactly what all of that means and how he did it. But a number of years ago now, there was a man by the name of Charles Darwin, and he put forth an idea that was a theory, but it's taught as absolute truth, and that's the theory of evolution. And that says that all life, in fact, everything in the universe, just sort of happened. I have a hard time accepting that anything like that could happen randomly. I find it much easier to believe that there was a master creator, a master designer, that there was God working behind the scenes to put the pieces together. The complexities of humans and animals and plants are just too great to happen randomly. And yet there are many who believe that. I believe categorically that God created the heaven and the earth. He created us. When he created Adam as a complete man and Eve as a complete woman. The animals were complete when God created them. I believe the Bible is accurate. I believe it is true. And I believe that that is how God worked. There are many who believe that God had to be involved in the process of creating life and creating us as human beings, particularly now that we know more and more about DNA strands, about how intricately we are woven together so precisely, with so many minute, absolutely minuscule details that make us who we are, that they just couldn't happen randomly. There are scientists that say anybody that does not believe in evolution is not, cannot, and should not be allowed to proclaim that they are a scientist. Well, there was a scientist by the name of Wernher von Braun. At one time, he was the director of NASA, and he was known as the father of the American space program. He was one of the great scientists of the last century. In May of 1974, he responded to a question about the existence of God. Von Braun replied this way: "One cannot be exposed to the law and order of the universe without concluding that there must be design and purpose behind it all. The better we understand the intricacies of the universe and all it harbors, the more reason we have found to marvel at the inherent design upon which it is based. To be forced to believe only one conclusion, that everything in the universe happened by chance, would violate the very objectivity of science itself. What random process could produce the brains of a man or the system of the human eye?" The evolutionists challenge science when they try to prove that God does not exist. But must we really light a candle to see the sun? They say that they cannot visualize a designer. Well, can a physicist visualize an electron? What strange rationale makes some physicists accept the inconceivable electron as real while refusing to accept the reality of a designer on the ground that they cannot conceive of him? Francis Schaeffer once said that it takes much more faith to believe in evolution than it does to believe in a creator. I don't understand why people want to reject a God who loves them, who has a purpose and a plan for them. People are continually getting that mixed up. They think that God is nasty, that God is wanting to punish them, to hurt them, to keep them from enjoying their lives, when in fact God is there to love them and to help them and to give them the best life possible. Our walk with God is based on faith. Our faith is in this God who is that mighty creator. And he's with you and me right now, and he will never leave us or forsake us if we've built that relationship with him. Have faith today, my friends. Believe the word of God. It is true. We have a mighty God on our side, and he is with you. Be blessed. Have a great day, and we will talk to you all again tomorrow. Thank you for listening today. And I invite you to join me Monday to Friday right here on Starting Right with Danny Mac.